Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back to the Nerdcore Live Show. As always, what's it called? Live and direct in your faces and ear holes on twitch.tv/thenerdcore. As always, hosted by your wonderful nerd Chicano here and Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody?
Co-host Young Yoda. How are you doing, Brad?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
We're doing pretty good here, man. Eric. What's it called? I think Eric wants to be on the show today, but he hasn't asked for the link. But
Eric never asked to be on the show.
Well, you know why, right?
No,
because Eric got tested for COVID. He tested positive for COVID, so he's like in a hotel room right now.
And I'm gonna blame probably his job, because that's just retail work is number one to get it. And like, you know, people going to Home Depot, they ain't wearing no fucking mask.
Yep. Well, as always, what's it called? We hope everybody's having a good day on this wonderful Saturday night. Yesterday was the finale of the Chicano show. We're here with you all today to talk about, you know, basically whatever the fuck we want to talk about, right?
I watched about probably 2/3 of it, or listened to 2/3 of it. How'd that feel? How'd that go?
I mean, it was, you know, it's bittersweet, man. Yeah, you know, I was explaining, like, I'm basically saying goodbye to the first version of the Nerdcore. You know, like, what's it called?
In a way, no. Luis didn't say he'd never come back, right?
No, he's just, you know, he said I'll be back whenever you guys call me out. You know, throw me out the bat signal, I'll go get a command. You know, but like, the idea of us hosting a show together, it's done. It's just
the time it takes, like,
yeah,
like, you know, like, I've missed quite a few days this week, but but at the same time, we'll make up that time, because
I said, you know, there's a couple of shows that are inactive right now. You know, we have a couple of shows, but most of them are inactive because of the situation that we're in right now. Yeah. But I had a show that was just out there, just sitting, and nothing was being done with it because it's basically, you know, it's what's it called? Our lives are so different right now. We're moving at way different paces, and we can't really set aside a time to actually, you know, record something. And also, it's, you know, it's evolved. The live show has evolved past, you know, into what that show was, and it's basically like, yeah, this show is just kind of there. And I said, like, I want to do something with it that I'm gonna go ahead and do on my own, that I want to, like, you know, be able to take that name and what's it called, use it for my own stuff that I want to do. And I was like, I mean, I gotta kill it.
You know what's hilarious about all this is the live show was technically kind of dead. We did a few episodes and it was dead.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit, and we're like, well, can't leave the house, you know? And the live show is like, live shows where everyone gets turned up. And it really, like, we didn't really start out to have as many co-hosts or guests that we did. It just so happens, I feel like this is where everyone just feels comfortable being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they know if you're going to say something out there, this is going to be the place.
Yeah, and also, like, let's be real. The reason why the live show was dead in the beginning was because, like, Okay, first of all, like, I didn't have a good computer. I didn't have anything good, like, that I could run a show. Like, StreamYard wasn't a thing that we would be able to use. Like, you know, the technology wasn't there. And we, and the times that we would do live shows, like, of course, it's called the frames where we were skipping frames every time. And, like, it was really difficult to do it.
And OBS. OBS was... Yeah, OBS will always be a kind of bitch, in a way.
Yeah, yeah. And... You know, we were like, oh, well, that sucks, but, you know, we're going to have to do what we got to do here. And, you know, we had to kill it for a bit. We rebooted. We were doing pretty good. And, you know, then we get StreamYard. We work everything out. And then COVID hits and we start doing this more often. And we're like, okay, cool. And, you know, it just happens that, you know, some things work better because of where we are right now. And some things, you know, I'm trying to just, you know, change a little bit and, you know, kind of tweak things out because, you know, I want to make sure that I have other avenues for my creativity. And, you know, that's not to say that I'm completely saying, fuck this network, right? Like, no, I mean, I'm still doing my stuff here that I need to do, but, like, I need other places because, like, at the end of the day, I can't send this to a production company.
not the live show. I'd say Impaired Files, Cinema Good Edition.
But those, I mean, like, stuff that is, like, actually production-based, like, I mean, yeah, I could tell them, like, you know, I did all this work for, like, setting up all these things, but, like, you know, I want to be able to do something where I can say, okay, look, this is what, like, as you can tell, like, I've been running this thing, and I run it, like, pretty, like, this and that, like, and then on here, I'm, like, showcasing my art and my stuff, and I can actually run through processes of how I do my work, and, yeah, it's just, that's kind of what I've been, you know, trying to do. And I'm glad that we were able to, because in no place was I like, oh, let me just do it and not like actually have a proper send off. I'm like, no, man, I gotta send it off. Like, you know, to not have it sent off, it's like kind of disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and I mean it's like you said, it's bittersweet because you and Luis basically, well, you did start this. That was the first three episodes was YouTube.
And as you can tell, if you were there last night watching in chat or listening on the replay, the dynamic was still there.
Oh, dynamic's always going to be there.
It's always going to be there because Luis and I were real friends. What's it called? We're friends in real life. What's it called? We're best friends. And it's like the dynamic is always there and we're always hitting it. And it's like it doesn't change. Like, you know, there was something I wanted to just finish this off and like move on to something else that I kind of want to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like our dynamic. I mean, we get pissy at each other every now and again, but every time we get on the show, it's always fucking good.
Yeah. So I hope everyone's doing well. And Brad, how's it been? What's going on? What's been going on around over there?
I've been getting into more and more debt. I've been accessorizing my
dude,
truck.
What did you get?
I've gotten a few things. So I've gotten so my real big purchase was some under seat storage that locks. So I'm getting that. That's coming in February. Mm-hmm. I'm getting seat covers. So those are also coming in February. What else did I get? I got a bunch of other shit.
You got the testicles that dangle on where the
I haven't. That just seems rude in a way.
I mean, that just seems stupid if you're really on it.
But plus, you know, this vehicle is technically off road. Do you really want to be dragging your balls off roading? I hate sand. It's all coarse and gets everywhere.
It's everywhere. Yep. Yo, hold on. What's it called? I'm surprised that Luis isn't even in here with us. What's it called?
They all in fucking chat on the Discord. They don't give a shit about us.
Yeah, they don't give a shit about us. But I was surprised because you were like, "Hey, man, I'm gonna make it. What's it called? I'm gonna be able to get there. I might be a little late, but I'm gonna get there." And I'm like, "Okay, where you at?" And
Oh shit! All right. Oh god. He looks comfy at least. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, bro.
You must got O positive blood then.
I got O positive G real.
G real blood,
Y'all know how it goes. Back.
What's it called? Day one of quarantine, Eric, is officially started. How you feeling?
I'm good, bro. They ain't let me bring no type of alcohol, bro.
Oh,
you're not 21 either way.
I don't give a fuck.
Just DoorDash that shit.
You gotta go through the front desk, bro.
Oh,
them
bitches.
Yeah.
How'd you get put up in a hotel?
Have you lost your case yet?
No, I have not, thankfully. Brad, to answer your question, in cities, I don't know if you know what a city is.
No, not really. I haven't been in one in years.
Austin happens to be a city, and the local government is buying out a hotel, and they offer that to people who can't properly self-isolate.
Yeah.
So I live with 5 roommates, one in my room who uses my same bathroom.
That sounds awful. In every way.
Happens to be my girlfriend.
It still sounds awful in every way.
I mean, let's go ahead and paint the picture here. What's it called? You're in your hotel room. You've only got
y'all
your
want a room tour? Y'all want a room tour?
I mean, we haven't done this in a while.
There's a headboard. There's some remotes. This is a TV.
Tell them what number exactly and what hotel you're in and what city and what's the zip code and everything.
Joe Zone in the chat.
Joe Zone, please come in here. What's it called? Eric needs your presence.
Love you, Joe Zone. What game's playing today?
The Bills and Lamar Jackson.
The Ravens.
All right, so you got a pretty nice bathroom in there.
Yeah, it's a pretty spacious bathroom. Kind of an upgrade. I like it.
Yep.
I like this tour of cribs. It's like Redman's house.
Yeah. Well, what'd you bring from your home?
Look, he's even got a sprinkler system. Oh, damn. I'm a big star.
So you brought your PS4. You have a TV with Netflix. You know
that's a great corner of the ceiling right there. I'm loving that.
I forgot my HDMI cord though.
Huh?
Ooh.
I forgot my HDMI cord.
You're a fucking idiot.
You can't go through Wi-Fi though, or Bluetooth. No,
for his PlayStation, dude.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. So guess I gotta pull it out. So at least are they gonna let you use the pool?
No, obviously not.
So walk us through what went down. What happened? How did you? What were your symptoms? What was going down? You know, were you like Brad, who was like, okay, I need to find out where this loss of taste is real or not?
Yeah, because that loss of taste, it was really bad with alcohol when you can't taste your rum. And I'm just like, this ain't right, yo.
And then 2 hours later, you're like,
Well, I didn't go that far. I took a sip of my rum and coke, and I'm like, well, now I got to drive to go get COVID tested, so shit.
This shit don't burn.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I poured the rest of it out. I'm like, what's? I can't even taste it. God damn.
But no. When was it? So... Right? No. What's today? Saturday.
Today's so Saturday.
Thursday, I had a killer headache. Like, it was like a headache, like a bad headache. Like, I couldn't even walk at work. Like, I was like, what the fuck? So then I was like, okay, I'm going home. That was Thursday. Slept all day. I slept from like 1 to like 9.
Damn.
And then I woke up on Friday, and I was like, I'm feeling good. Like, I'm chilling. Like, all I had was a headache yesterday. So I go to work, and headache comes back towards the beginning, like middle of my shift, and then I'm like, whatever, I'm chilling. Towards the end of my shift, I start losing my voice, and I start getting like nasally, and I start sounding different.
And so you're getting like a sinus infection, a head cold.
Yeah, like something sinus was going wrong. I even had my coworker; she was like, "You sound like you don't sound the same," and I was like, "Huh? What do you mean I don't sound the same?" And then she's like, yeah,
you sound like Kermit over here.
I was like, whatever, I'm good. So then I go home. I ain't even gonna cap. I had set up to drink with a couple friends. And then water? They were on the
water,
way.
Water? Like, fire water?
Like, my girlfriend went back to her apartment for the night. So then I was at my apartment. And my friends were gonna come over. And then I was like, you know, I just took a shower and I'm not feeling good at all. I'm gonna tell them don't come. So I told them don't come.
I was like, that was smart.
It was like halfway between I don't do it, I just don't really wanna have y'all over. So then I was like, hey, I'm not feeling good. I'm feeling out of it. I don't wanna be a mood killer. So then I end that phone call and it's hell. Like literally like 25 minutes after that phone call, I started dying. Like my sinuses were acting up real bad. My headache was terrible. I couldn't even get out of bed. My dog was like fucking barking at me. And I was like, Priyam, shut the fuck up. I need you to shut the fuck up. I started sneezing. My head was hurting bad. At some point I had some chest pain, but that was it.
Yeah.
And then so you had like, you had a few body aches and stuff. See, and this sounds exactly what my wife had.
Yeah.
Which was pretty much all those symptoms except for breathing issues.
Yeah.
Those were like all her symptoms. And my only symptom was a head cold and loss of taste.
See, and then because all throughout work and like late that same day, I kept like smelling shit. And I was like, and I could smell shit. And I was eating Chick-fil-A for lunch yesterday. And the buffalo tasted weird. And I was like, why does buffalo sauce taste like Clorox?
Thank you for the resub, Oriana. 6 months. We love you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, I love you,
Oriana. Thank you, Oriana. So thank you for calling us sexy ass motherfuckers.
Thank you.
That's fucked up, but okay.
He's only saying that because his girlfriend's in the room.
So then I have noticed that buffalo sauce had started tasting like Clorox. So I was like, what the fuck? But I didn't think much of it. And then later that night, I was getting fucked up. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I couldn't even open up a Modelo, bro. I was like, I don't even want to think about drinking that.
Water.
And then at some point, I fell asleep. And I wake up like at 4 a.m. I'm passed out. The light is still on. My dog is dead asleep. And then I'm like, what the fuck happened? I check to make sure my pants are still on.
This man making sure he, like, nobody hit his water up with anything.
Like, I gotta make sure I'm good.
I checked to my left, and the Modelo is still there, left unopened.
Ooh, sad days. Just warm
it up. Sad days. Mm. So then I was like, whatever. I'm turning off my light. I went back to sleep. I woke up, and at that point, last night, I had decided I was gonna go get COVID tested. So then I went to go get COVID tested. Came back, was negative, was positive. Then my girlfriend got tested. She was negative. And then
damn,
I was like, damn, I was like, shit, God really does like women over men, huh?
I mean, I don't blame him.
You know,
to be honest. I don't blame him.
But then, yeah.
Now, Eric, did you get it at work, you think?
The cocaine, bro. Huh?
Did you get the COVID at work, do you think?
Yeah, more than likely.
Were there just motherfuckers in there that kind of look like me that just didn't wear a mask?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, so, yeah, assholes.
But it's cool.
At least for the next couple of days, we'll have the quarantine report from Eric.
That's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to have him back on the show, and he can't just run away.
No.
I can't tell him I'm busy anymore.
Nope. Yo, I got shit. No.
Nope. You got shit now. You got shit.
Nope.
None of that. What's going on though? What's been good? What's been going around? You know, we haven't heard you. We haven't heard from you in a while on the show.
Really, COVID's been going around, but okay. But no, nothing much. Nothing much. You know, freshly faded. Did not catch COVID at the barbershop. Okay, shut the fuck up.
My barber would never do that to me.
My barber would never give me COVID. He would give me what?
Well, but not COVID.
Ooh.
Not COVID.
I mean, as long as you give him the tip.
Yep.
Good morning, bro. I give him a fat tip.
Yep. Well, look, Oriana and Luis are in the chat. What's going on, guys? Luis, why aren't you in the show, bro? Eric wants to talk with you, too. You know?
Yeah, bro, get on the.
Come on.
I don't think Chill Zone wants to talk to him, though. No,
Chill Zone doesn't want to be here. Chill Zone, I'm a different man, bro. I got COVID.
I've changed. Man, I've changed, sir. I can't leave this room.
Y'all like my new hair?
I mean, it's good for bedhead.
But I just came out the shower. I ain't got no one to impress, so I don't put anything in my hair no more.
Keon took a break from Discord for like almost 2 weeks, and I've never felt more depressed.
You know what? But, you know what? Let me. I'll be asking the questions now.
Okay. Hey,
shut up, please.
I know this is gonna be very controversial. Very, very controversial. But who were you Twitter beefing with a couple days ago?
He's talking to you. He ain't talking to me. I wasn't.
Yeah, no. I'm not gonna name names.
Me and Eric wanted to run up on him.
Yeah.
I'm like, what motherfucker talking
saying,
shit?
I'm just saying.
No, you already know.
I'm just saying. Hold on.
I'm about to get those Twitter fingers.
If you're out here projecting your insecurities on others.
If you got Twitter fingers, we're going to pull up with trigger fingers.
No. I'm not going to say who it was, but I'm saying if you out here projecting your insecurities, make sure you do it to someone who cares about that, because I don't care.
What did they exactly say again? Eric, do you remember? I don't quite remember. I just know.
This is the way it went down. What's it called? We were talking about friends meeting up, right? Mm-hmm. It's called, and I was like, I would love to shoot with these friends. And somebody came in, projected that they were insecure, and made it out to be that I only shoot pretty people.
I mean, you can't help the company you keep.
No, not just that. Like, anybody who knows me,
ugly people.
What's it called? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm also gotta let you know what's it called. Everybody who knows me knows that.
Oh wait! We got a redemption from Oriana. You have to say it as Mama Ushi.
Oh God!
Oh my God!
Hold on then.
Oh, we haven't done this. Oh shit! It's the Chill Zone.
Yes,
Keon. What's good, Keon?
What's good?
Everybody who knows me knows I shoot with anybody. You know, I shoot with anybody, and it doesn't matter whether you're from New Jersey, you're from New York. It doesn't matter where you're from. Well, you can go to Boston. You know, I don't care. You know, I shoot with anybody.
Wait, this is Eric and 207. I had pizza delivered, and it says it just got.
Oh, I muted him.
Okay,
let's go. And anybody who knows, it doesn't matter who it is, and I shoot with anybody. And you know what's it called? So for you to come over here and to tell me that, oh, I'm not muscular enough, or I'm not pretty enough, you know, well, first of all, I don't care what you're talking about, because I don't care about none of that. No. Go and save that for somebody who cares about what you're talking about, because I'm not occupied with that, especially coming from this person who's already had a couple of instances where I was just not a fan of how who they were. So, you know, they just continue. They were doing that, and I got pissed, because, you know, if there's one thing that Mama Ushi really cares about, it is, Jesus Christ, what is that on your hair, son? If there's something that
That's Mama Ushi,
there's something that Mama Ushi cares about, it's their art. I care about my art, and I love it, and I'll shoot with anybody, you know, beautiful, pretty. It's all subjective terms, but guess what? It doesn't matter. I'll shoot with you. So for you to come over here and kind of project that on me, and act like you're some, like, you know, like boohoo, look at me, and fuck you.
Hey, motherfucker, right. I'm gonna just let you know, homeboy, whoever you be talking about. You can't come within 50 miles of Brownsville. If not, you're going to get shot the fuck down.
Eric, don't. No. Okay. All right.
He means your drone.
No.
Your hobby drone.
Shot by love.
That's my Bluebird does not speak on whether or not that's true. Nope.
In game, of course. Yeah, like we're going to be doing COD battles.
You will be shot in waves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keon, how you doing, man? What's going down? How you been?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. Nothing's really been happening. I mean, major, but I mean, I'm, you know.
How you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm pretty, I feel like shit, but that's only because I haven't been drinking water like I should be.
Come on, man.
Hey, it don't matter if you drink water or not, you still got a wagon.
I mean, it's true, bro. It don't matter if, you know, you're feeling good or bad.
You still got that wagon.
You still got that wagon, bro. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the best things about this, about you, man. That's what makes you.
True.
Yeah.
Am I ever going to get my pizza, bro?
Bro, I don't. I can't
never know.
Keon, but yeah, what's it called? I hope you've been doing well, man. We missed you around these parts, and Queen Weaver's here too.
The queen has arrived.
Yeah.
So everyone behave.
Yeah. Everyone behave. You know, we're sending our well wishes to Eric because Eric has tested positive for COVID-19, and it's we hope he's okay.
And also for having a fat, juicy ass.
Is your girlfriend watching you? Is that why you keep looking to the sides?
No, because it would be irresponsible for him to have his girlfriend.
We've gone through his room. It's empty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He can't have his girlfriend there.
He does have COVID. You're not. It's not a joke.
He has COVID.
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
He's stuck in a hot tub.
About having COVID.
Man has COVID. He's in a different room.
This man can't even get a pizza there. How do you expect him to get people over?
That's so sad. How did you get COVID? Did you already talk about this? I'm sorry.
Yeah. We already talked about the motherfuckers that looked like me without wearing masks. So we figured it was that.
By the way, we do not own any of the rights that are being shown.
We don't own any of that.
But yeah, Eric has COVID, and it's most of us are drinking. Well, you know, they are, not me, but I'm drinking good old water.
I need to get more. I just drink.
Yeah.
I'm almost done with this. Oh, well, like it's been open for a while, so I should probably finish it.
But how are you doing, Michelle?
Good. I had a good day yesterday. I went ice skating. It was really fun until a bunch of little kids got in the way. That's when I left.
That's when you throw them bows.
Yeah, that's when I left. I was like, yeah, it's getting too packed, because at first it was just like the super nice fancy figure skaters who knew what they were doing, so no, they didn't get near me. But then there was the little kids who didn't even care to wear a mask, so I was like, okay, bye. And today I finished reading the fourth volume of one manga that I was not expecting to buy one day, and the best decision I could have made.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. You on the show.
Fuck the Domino's on Pond Springs. They forgot my Fanta, and my pizza's been out of the oven since 8 p.m. Y'all got it here late. I forgot my 2-liter pan Fanta.
Hold on, Eric.
Man, Eric, this ain't...
Remember? Do you not remember what the freaking Ninja Turtle said? Forgiveness is divine. But my wise man once told me, don't pay full price for 30-minute late cold pizza. And how I remember that whole freaking quote, don't ask. But Brad, man,
why is he treating this platform like Yelp?
Yeah.
That's a pretty memorable like quote, though, honestly. So I can't really.
Yeah. This man really is. Ooh, Eric, look how Ori spelled your name.
Ori, please do not like take this man seriously ever.
Ori, everything about this man's an accident.
There's this meme online that I saw about the son's talking to the dad, and it's like, dad, you and my mom get married? Why did, through the church or through the court? And he's like, and the dad's like, because of you.
Oh my god. Yeah, the church of that ass. What's it called? I was all up in that thing, dude. I was balls deep in that thing. Oh man, you really made chills on me.
Where's Chill Zone at?
I might have. That might have been me. My bad.
Oh my god.
Eric, you know it was a joke.
Yo, this man.
Chill Zone was like, I can't put up with this shit anymore.
He's kind of, hey,
I was just not about to be a part of that shit. I was not about to be a part of that manslaughter. Nope.
Hey, what's going on, Eric? Why does your hair look lighter? You know, it's usually a lot darker than that.
I was about to say, did you dye your hair?
Huh?
He dyed his hair.
My hair.
Man, you gotta love that hotel Wi-Fi, motherfuckers.
Cheap ass.
Whole pizza ain't no, got no Wi-Fi. What kind of COVID?
Wait, did you at least get refunded for the no Fanta?
I don't care.
What the hell you mean you don't care, bro? I'd be livid.
Dude, if you knew what happened to me on Popeyes the other day, shit.
Did you go off, Michelle?
I was really close to going off, but instead I just screamed, I'm fucking mad! And then I hit like my hand on the steering wheel because I was so mad.
You gotta be careful with the Popeyes employees though. They'll fight back.
Yeah, that's what I didn't scream at them. I didn't scream at them, but I was so mad. I was so mad because I was so looking forward to what I was gonna order. And oh my god.
Did we already we already showed that role, the Popeyes?
Oh yeah,
they showed me the Popeyes video.
Did you get your food? Okay.
Dude, my favorite part is the. My favorite part.
No, shut the fuck up. The guy gave us an extra drink, and I was like, "Hey, bro, you gave us an extra drink." He goes, "I'm gonna fuck, just take it." And I was like, "Okay."
My favorite part in that video is the what's it called? Wait, there's no sauce. What's it called? You didn't order any. Goes, yeah, I ordered extra barbecue sauce. Is it not in the kitchen?
Like, what? Yeah. Do you not have sauce in your kitchen?
Goes, yes. Yeah, bro. But I still ordered. Like, and you still got some in the kitchen.
I like his LeBron James skits too, where he's playing LeBron. The last one he was in, he's going, I'm 36, bro, after the Harden trade.
Don't throw the ball at me. I'm 36. Don't
throw me the ball.
Where y'all going? Where y'all going? Practice ain't over. Don't leave us in the kitchen.
I don't know if it's funnier what he's saying or the fact that he looks like he's moving and stopping and... I'm talking about you,
Eric. All the above. Eric's just on point today.
You scared of me, Kyrie.
It's the best, but like we can hear you and you eventually come back, but you do pause here and there. So
that guy's so horrible. Funny, dude. That guy's
really I love funny. RDC World. RDC World is
hilarious, dude. Like he's one of my favorite guys on YouTube, like doing stuff. Like he's so funny. His skits about anime are probably the funniest things I've ever seen too. Like it's hilarious, dude. Also, we need a lot more of what's it called? Black people talking about anime on YouTube and stuff. Like, you know, there needs to be a lot more of that. Like, you know, we see very little. It's always gotta be freaking like what's it called? A very white dominated space. Like I wanna see way more people of color talking about what's it called, anime. Black folk people.
Like, and I can actually vouch for why there aren't many like black people talking about anime. I don't know why, but like a majority, like the amount of black people that actually watch anime is a minority. Black people, like, I don't know, for some reason, just don't think that anime is, I don't know, like cool. Even though most of us have watched cartoons when we were younger.
I know, man. I know a lot of black folks that love anime.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
now that I gotta do nothing for.
Well, tell me where they at.
I mean, what I got a couple in the server. I mean, Jabril.
Am I not here right now? Can y'all hear me? Am I here? I'm just making sure.
Yeah. I mean, he's here. I mean, he's on the show. Like,
oh my god, y'all did it. You got that joke, but you completely ignored me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, like shop, that's right? Hard. I lived in the building that I like all, pretty much all the black folk that I lived in the building with where I was living in where I dormed.
Are they available in my age?
Fuck if probably I don't
probably not.
Joe in your server is Joe in your server is a POC who likes anime as well. Yeah, Keon, chill. Yeah, but RDC World's hilarious. I love that guy a lot.
My God, man.
Keon, chill. Joe, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Yeah.
Hey, Joe Mama.
All right, this is where we get into cards because we're almost like 40 minutes into the show.
Do we really need cards at this point?
Just one quick thing before if you are going to start the cards. Keon, have you gotten anything in the mail yet?
No.
Well, you will eventually. Hold on.
That's a weird question. Fact,
I'll go check right now.
I mean, the only weird thing would be if I asked it.
Yeah. Hold up. It better not be a bomb or some shit. Hold on.
This man is literally going to check his mail now. He's going to be very sad if there's nothing there, Michelle. When did you send this? Was the more appropriate question.
I sent it on Monday.
What are you sending him?
Oh, I sent him his Christmas present. Christmas / birthday, early birthday present.
Maybe we get an unboxing.
Yeah. Let's go. Do you want to go ahead and give a shout out to Brad again? Just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Here's what I got. Look, Brad, I wanted to show it to you. That's why I pulled it out. So it's like three that forms this kind of painting.
That's dope.
And you take it off, and it's like that. And then you take this one off, and it's like that. And they all kind of come together.
That's very Kiritami. That's actually very well done from Criterion.
Yeah. I'm going to watch.
Are you doing all right? I saw that, Aaron.
This man needs his Fanta.
I just over here.
I want my Fanta. Okay.
Nothing?
No.
Aw, sad.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah. It's just freaking awesome, dude.
Let me know when you do.
With his documentary on here. So I want to see that.
So, Raul, I was looking at getting the one car Y, but it was pre-order.
And?
That's my dog.
And I didn't want to wait. And it was also like double that. So, you know, I like you, bro. I don't know if I like you that much.
And if there's a sale.
Did we start a card?
No.
We're still.
He was showing his gift.
I was just giving a shout out to Brad.
Chill zone. It's pretty cool.
Just Cocker Trilogy from Abbas Kiarostami. But look at the cover is basically like a painting, but it's created because it's like three separate, like actual, you know.
If you watch Kiarostami, a lot of his movies just have amazing framing. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I can't wait to read the essay in here. But
what, Eric?
Choose a number between five.
Four.
That's the wrong number. Give me yours.
Oh, can I say my cat calls translated in English?
I mean, Eric, he can't come over. No way. You got COVID.
Yeah. Come over when you're negative.
Yeah. Let me tell you how it used to get done. You gotta warm them up, okay? You can't go to, hey, let me get your number to, boom, I'll be there tomorrow night. Nah. You gotta warm them up. Keon, you better be warmed up by the time I break out this fucking quarantine, dog.
God damn it, bro. All right. Can you pass one of those cat calls, Michelle?
Oh, it's because... Okay, so let me explain. There's this girl who's basically explaining how it would be if women catcalled men. You know how, like, and she started making a bunch of them. That they're in Spanish, so I tried to translate them. So I translated this one in a way that it would match... like the English. So it's like, Daddy, I might not be Disney, but I can give you magical moments.
Say it in Spanish.
Wow.
Or like,
Wow.
Baby, I might not be able to bring down the moon for you, but I can bring down your boxer.
Woo, that one me a little.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Or okay, say that one. Say that one again. Just look at me.
Okay.
Eye contact.
You have the, you have something stuck to your butt, my eyes, baby.
Oh
my god. That's so good. So
make eye contact when you're talking like this,
baby.
Hey,
oh my god. Talking about ass.
Talking about ass?
Hey, Keon, when you went to go check the mail, we were all checking our ass on TV. On. It's your turn.
You know what? I'm so glad right now.
What?
Because Eric's internet is so dog shit that I genuinely cannot understand the terrible jokes that he's telling right now.
Oh, you say he was just checking out your ass.
Yeah, that was about it.
Do you want me to say it?
No, I know for a fact I turned my camera off.
This one's fun. It says, babe, if you need to sharpen the pencil, your sharpener's right here.
You know, actually, if you got a pencil.
That was just kind of like.
Nah, we're good. I'm good.
Your clothes and my clothes match with the rug in my room, baby.
My God.
All right.
Okay, I'm gonna stop now.
Yeah, let's my number one,
oh, let's get a couple of cards in here, Brad.
I'll send you the ones in Spanish, Eric.
Thank you.
Just gotta make sure you tell Marina, hey Marina, this was from the live show, like it was just a joke. You know, she's not actually telling me this.
It's funny.
I got a question.
What's the question?
Would you give up sex to be able to dunk?
No.
Yeah.
To be able to dunk?
Like basketball dunking?
Yeah. I don't know what other kind of dunking there is. Like, medieval times when they dunked witches, I guess.
Like any type of dunk is just like a regular dunk. Like, can I do a 360 windmill?
I'm going to say any kind of dunk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know what a dunk is then.
Oh, yeah.
That would be amazing, though, because, you know, Eric would go straight to the NBA being like 5'2", just dunking on everyone.
You can dunk if you just get those little sized, what's it called, basketball.
That's not the same, Michelle. I think they're talking about regular.
I thought she was about to say Sockenbachers. Or no. What were the one for your feet? They're not socking. I forget.
Were you talking about like the moon shoes?
Moon bouncers?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, moon shoes. Yeah. Get those.
Why you follow me on Twitter. I have COVID.
That's how you get COVID. Rose really taking this serious. Rose, like, do I want a dunk?
Rose really saying, God damn it. Which one can I find you?
Dude? I've been like staring at Rose. Like the past like minute and a half.
This man is literally thinking like hard on it.
It's just like, you know, like I'm thinking about dunking, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like imagine if I want to do like a crazy ass camera movement and I can just dunk, you know, have like camera right here, basketball right here.
I don't know what this dude's talking about.
Here's the main question though. What's the point of being able to dunk if you can't have sex with someone afterwards?
Huh? No.
Hold on, what?
What's the point of being able to dunk if you can't have sex with someone afterwards?
You know how?
If you can't.
Literally the crowd cheering is an orgasm enough. Like, I don't
know. Oh my god.
Just hearing the crowd after like a thick ass, like,
I'm just thinking, like
Eric really wants,
like, shows on you thinking, like, if it's us right now being able to dunk, what if you're like LeBron James? You're just dunking like every day,
okay?
The crowd cheers, and it's just like, you know, that wears off.
Brad, shut the fuck up.
Man, this man's got a COVID.
The question on the floor is, what's the point of dunking if you can't have sex afterwards? It would solve all of the NBA's coronavirus problems.
Hey, man.
He's not wrong. Looking at you,
Kyrie. I can't even say that he's wrong.
What the fuck? They got team supply meals. They got fucking team supply video games. The fuck they leaving the hotel for? Obviously to fuck. So if you can't fuck, you ain't leaving the hotel. Then I wouldn't have to wait 10 days for a Celtics game.
Man, Kyrie's watching this like, man.
Kyrie can suck my asshole.
Lil Man's got a point there. All right. Man, I'm gonna have to go with the fuck, bro. I'm good. Let's go. I'm gonna play basketball.
Like, after thinking about it for 20 minutes, yeah, I prefer to fuck.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with pleasure. Yeah.
Well, Michelle knows what she's on.
I mean, like, look, you look at my physical state.
I ain't gonna be able to do it. How come you don't want to dunk?
Me?
I'm saying all men want to do is fuck. How come you don't want to dunk?
I don't know, man.
You're asking the wrong person.
All right, we're moving on. What's it called?
Thank you for the follow, Rachel Roberts.
Thank
you for the follow, Rachel.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, my sugar person. I'm looking at that Bong Joon-ho Memories of Murder Criterion with some beautiful eyes right now, and I'm hoping my sugar person's listening so that way they could buy it for me.
They should come on the live show one.
Still thinking about who the hell kept my Fanta, bro.
Probably the driver. You got thirsty. Next question, Ro.
Sure.
Would you have a threesome with your girlfriend and her, and Michelle, this would go with whoever you want to have sex with. Person, would you have a threesome with your girlfriend and her hot friend if you also had to have a threesome with your girlfriend and another dude?
Yeah. Okay. Why did you direct that to
me? I don't know your relationship. Hey. I know my relationship.
I don't have a freaking girlfriend.
Okay, totally off the record. If my girlfriend and her hot friend want to have sex, okay. But if you want to have sex with me and some ugly dude, I'm down. He can't be handsome, though.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to catch feelings then.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'd be fun to be
with him. Threesomes don't make any sense.
I think it depends on the relationship, really.
I've got a great movie to show you.
Right, yeah, I was about to say that movie.
Yeah, whoa. Great movie.
You know, because...
And Y Tu Mamá También.
Because, you know, a threesome looks cool on video, but at the same time, you're going, that dude's all sweaty and tired, and, like, they just can't be fun after a while.
You got two legs cramping at the same time.
Hold on. Not speaking off past experiences or anything, but threesomes are never threesomes. At some point, it becomes regular sex, okay?
Yeah.
Not speaking from previous experience.
No.
Todo lo que se le parezca a la realidad es pura coincidencia. Is that what?
Yep. It just happens to be
anything related to real life is pure coincidence. I'll just say,
you know, I don't mind watching. So, you know, if I get tired, I don't mind watching.
Bro is a regular voyeur up in here.
I'm a voyeur, you know, at times.
Sounds like Elite. Did you ever see Elite? Like that dude was watching his girlfriend have sex with someone else.
Yeah. Shout out to Alex, and that actually makes much sense. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
I've got a great movie to recommend you all. So
yeah, because I mean, I don't have experience, but from what my friends have told me, from their experience, it's always like either they're really close friends with someone, and then they do it with that close friend and then a stranger, or and the question is here is which one are we having the most sex? Like, is there gonna be like two dicks or two vaginas? Which one is it?
Three dicks. The only way to go is three dicks and three vaginas.
Oh, so you're talking about an orgy.
We've gone down that route.
Yeah. You're playing with fire if it's a friend. Yeah, exactly. And also,
I wouldn't mind having sex with a woman. and one guy. But I don't know why two guys would be too many dicks for me.
I wouldn't mind having sex at all.
This man trapped with his feelings right now.
I love how I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your cue to have sex tonight. It could be your last time in 10 days, okay?
I'm over this question.
Why?
You can tell this man ain't married yet.
He's here.
What?
Oh my God! Stand in the corner and go, y'all dumb.
I'm just glad. Thank you, Alex, for stopping by.
I think I should ask for an extra blanket tonight.
What, were you cold last night?
It's my first night, dipshit. Hey, am I allowed to fart on here?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Did y'all hear that?
No.
I'll try harder next time.
Thank you.
I'll try harder next time. Sorry, guys.
Yo, but, Eric what? Just went, am I allowed to fart on here? Yes, no. Did y'all hear that?
No, I was not paying attention.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But Keon never said his answer.
I'm not going to.
It's okay to be indifferent.
This is a very difficult question to answer.
No, it's just either you like sex or you don't. You
mainly because like I forgot
versus sex, but you can't think about having a threesome.
I mean, I okay, mainly because I forgot question. What the question was.
Question.
Oh, okay. All right, Chozone. So the question
would you rather have threesome and have your girlfriend see you have a threesome or see your girlfriend have a threesome?
Okay, bro. What's the question?
That was not the question.
So chill. Okay. Eric, you're going on mute. Hold on. You're going on mute for a second.
Mute him.
Who's got an echo in the back? Yeah, I'm picking up an echo in the back.
You moving an echo?
Hello? Okay, hello? Yeah. It's gone.
That's because you're all muted, bro.
Never mind, it's not.
All right, everyone mute except Michelle.
Oh.
I don't know.
There was no echo, dog.
No, there was, but it's gone. It's gone now.
All right. Okay, I'm putting Eric back on mute so I can say the question. Chozone, would you have a threesome with your girlfriend and her hot friend if you also had to have a threesome with your girlfriend and another dude?
Think about the Eiffel Tower, homeboy.
Let me tell you what this is.
I love how he keeps muting Eric.
I don't know. That's a hard question just because, like, I mean, one, I don't have a girlfriend, but two,
exactly. I feel
that. I'm disqualified from this question.
That's what he said to me, too.
I probably would. But like Alex said in chat, it would have to be a stranger. Like that other guy would have to be a stranger.
So some drifter you find on the headed out of town on the road.
Yeah.
Sounds like the plot.
Like Eric said, he better be good looking. Ask me other. But I'm not. No.
He better not be good looking though. Fuck.
I don't want to
turn around and he's cute. Like what if I catch feelings? And then I gotta tell my girlfriend, hey,
yeah, sorry.
I'll put you on the back burner for a minute. You want to take me to the room next door?
It's like Red Hey, next car. It depends on the relationship.
Hey, next car.
Really does. For sure. All right, man. Okay. So.
I'm tired of this.
Next card. Would you rather have your own parking spot in front of the building, a hot assistant just for you, or a toilet for yourself at work?
Who's
right now?
The good garment?
I think Eric's really hoping for a toilet for himself. So
yeah. I think toilet for myself as well. I'm just
yep.
Look, man, y'all want to know where I got COVID?
Where?
The restroom?
The Home Depot restroom, because I put down my mask at that bitch, bro. I don't want to smell my shit.
Dude, I actually I don't know if anybody else is gonna admit to this, but I actually keep my mask on when I go to the restroom in places outside. You know?
Yeah, I never take it off. If I'm going to take my mask in the restroom,
y'all have never been in a male restroom at Home Depot at 8 in the morning when these construction workers and contractors want to shit them over.
Why would you want to take off your mask in that, like, situation then? It would
because
be
then it, up then, like, then it stays man, in your
that's a shit wipe.
Sir.
You smell it through
I would want to keep
mask.
Mine.
You know the construction
even more if you pick it up.
What's worse, Eric? Going to the restroom, having to what's it called? Go to the restroom after construction workers are there, or having to take the wet dollar bills from them.
So I don't take money no more.
He does what all the fast food employees do now, and they bring out a bucket, and you like put that shit in there.
So I'm a strict
parking spot assistant or bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Bathroom. Well, like, is it a nice bathroom?
I would say it's a nice bathroom, especially if you're the only one using it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what type I get. Well, no, JK, I take that back. No.
Like, what type of
not a hole in the
floor. Like a pedestal?
It's like no. I want a good bathroom.
You get an outhouse.
I want those that even have those buttons to clean your butt and everything.
Oh, the bidet?
Yeah, bidet.
I never like
man, they're screwing you.
Like, crouch down, like in your ass, or like, do you just let it like fall in?
Straight
or like
pegging this man?
Are you talking about the bathroom? I mean,
how do you use a bidet? Like, do you have to peg it or like
a bidet?
Okay, I don't know if it's the same one that's in Japan, but you just click the button and it'll basically like throws water at your butt and that's
it. Sprays your asshole.
Yeah. There's like a little water coming out, like if it were a fountain, like a water fountain, but it's like going towards your butt.
But like, are you supposed to like use toilet paper and like wipe yourself down after that? Or like, do you?
Yes.
But like, don't like the paper get in your ass and shit?
Oh my God.
It's not the one toy.
Okay. I guess it all depends if in every person, but I personally like using wipies because I don't like just wiping my butt with toilet paper because what if you take a huge like shit?
No, yeah.
And there's still like shit.
Wipes are especially the best thing after like a really bad.
Wipes are necessary after the toilet paper. The rule is toilet paper wipes.
After your period, you will never go back. You will
why sorry construct they were put in by the US government.
This man's Wi-Fi is absolutely terrible.
I mean, but we got the gist of it. This man's on a whole anti-vaxxer kind of speech right now.
Literally
anti-wiper. This man's on an anti-wiper.
Look, wipes are especially like after like a really bad like diarrhea shit. Oh. Wipes were my best fucking friend. It gives you like relief. Like, I suggest like anybody who doesn't use wipes, like any kind of like baby wipes for you shit, like use it. It helps.
Jeez,
like,
doing that.
Y'all like.
It decreases I actually had a friend of mine tell me this when I was in Korea. The reason why the U.S. has the highest rate of UTIs is because it's the only like state. States talking as
a
country
it's a state.
Not use like water or wipes as often or anything to clean their butts and private parts. Okay, so think about that. That's how dirty people in the U.S. are.
You calling me dirty now?
Yes, you are.
Apparently,
you rather smell shit while you go to the restroom, and that's why.
Apart from having to deal from the stress of being COVID positive, you have the audacity to call me dirty. I don't need this added stress on. Okay, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Okay, I need you to chill.
Mr. President.
And also, you didn't get a
spam. Y'all don't need to leave your mask on. If it was so important, if we needed something to cover our mouth and our nose, we would have grown it by now, okay?
I was in the Nerdcore like account right now.
What the hell, dude? You are?
I'm not. I had to reset my browser.
Oh, damn.
Why'd you have to reset your browser?
After you're done, just let me know what's called. I'll give you the code.
Got to make that history.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's new Wi-Fi. It won't load my history.
You're gonna try to watch porn on the hotel Wi-Fi?
I'll put it on the fucking TV. I don't give a fuck.
This man ordered porn. This man ordered pay-per-view porn on the government's dime.
Hey, I'm trying to order that Riley Reid video y'all got on demand.
I know it's kind of late, but I'm going to have to order my fucking favorite Christmas movie.
Which one?
Step Brother Helps Stepsister on Wrap Gift.
It's my dick in a box.
Dick in a box.
In a box. All right. Dick in a box.
Dick in a box. All right. So, what's it called? Going on to the news so that we can wrap up here. What's it called?
One more card.
No.
Do it.
One more card.
All right, this one's easy.
I have COVID. Y'all gotta listen to me.
Could you successfully steal a base in the MLB if you had 100 attempts?
Fuck yeah.
No, you gotta go faster than the 95 ball.
Here's the thing, Eric. They're gonna miss.
I'm hearing an echo again.
They're gonna miss one time. You just need them to miss one time.
But who's pitching?
I don't know.
Fucking Korea.
Yeah.
I think I could make it.
It could be Eric because most of us have headphones on.
Yeah. It's whatever. He's
got the COVID echo.
Yeah, if it don't get you, it's going to get you later.
You already had one, dude. He already had the COVID echo. What's it called? He already beat COVID.
Oh, never mind.
But now you know what? If I can't get it right by like number, if y'all could realize anything from watching me play Kingdom Hearts, if I couldn't get it after the 20th time, what's gonna make you think that I can get it after the 100 for the 100th?
Never give up, friend. You never know.
I mean, really, like.
Yeah, it's
Eric. I feel like if anything, it's just kind of trial and error. I mean, I would keep trying just because I have experience with trying certain things over and over and over.
Are we talking about Call of Duty?
That, Dark Souls, ooh. Geometry Dash. Geometry Dash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would keep trying just because, I mean, there's probably nothing after playing Dark Souls, I don't think there's anything that could probably stop me from it's just not gonna happen. So yeah, I mean, I would probably keep trying.
So Raul, I just got this text from my wife. My music changed songs just in time for me to hear you ask if you'd have a threesome with your girlfriend and her hot friend. I swear I can't leave you boys alone for any amount of time. Michelle's here too.
Yo, who's
here too?
Tell Placenta, I'm sorry.
My wife is not named Placenta, sir.
I can't leave you motherfuckers alone.
You know what? I'm gonna name my wife Placenta.
Brenda, every single show, Brenda is more and more disappointed in who we choose to be every morning.
No, she's more disappointed in who she chose to marry.
I'm pretty sure she's pretty entertained every weekend.
Pretty much. She has plenty to talk about after every episode.
Hey, Michelle, you gotta put down that glass of wine. No one's allowed to drink.
No, only 21 plus.
So. I know, sir. Let me tell you, I'm turning 25 this year.
Is that Indio?
Who, me? No.
That's wine, you idiot.
No, he's asking me. No, was... So my in-laws got me this beer pack from World Market with a bunch of different world beers. And this is, and we're not going to get any money from this, Krabby's alcoholic ginger beer. It's actually very delicious and will make a good mule.
So that's a beer for alcoholics?
Yes. Is that a celebration? Hey, Michelle, is that a
celebration? Why divert from that show zone when I'm just going to say?
I need to try the watermelon one.
The grapefruit one is good. I wanted to tell you when we were my parents, but I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to say that.
All right. So recent news coming up.
I still have the big bottle. Sorry. Go.
Godzilla vs. Kong has moved up to March 26th.
Did you also try the mango one?
Godzilla vs. Kong has moved up to March 26th, and it will be streaming on HBO Max and being released theatrically on the same day. So, yeah, that's that. First of all, I mean, Godzilla vs. Kong is something I've been looking forward to for the year for sure. I want to see those two monsters go at it. You know,
like sexually.
I wouldn't mind that either. What's it called? I'm Godzilla. I'm Team Godzilla all the way. There's no way that monster.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Like, there's no way that damn gorilla is doing anything else. No, it's a radioactive reptile, guys. How is he gonna lose?
Who spits out like
radioactive?
I mean, there's a reason Godzilla is first in the title.
Yeah. Godzilla vs. Kong. Hi, David. Exactly. Who, if anybody in here has an argument against Godzilla whooping that damn gorilla's ass, I want to hear it right now.
Here's the question, though. Is you're not good. I don't see Kong. Kong might like lose a fight, but he ain't dying in this. I feel like Godzilla and Kong are going to join together to fight all the other monsters.
Let me tell you real quick. Look, Godzilla can pack a punch. But he ain't got the chin. He can't take a punch.
Yeah, he doesn't have a chin because he's a reptile.
He can't take a punch. Kong is going to get one shot in. And then all Kong needs to do is boom, 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 boom. Southpaw, bro. Boom, boom, bro, boom, boom,
have boom. You not boom, seen boom, all the monsters that Godzilla has faced, bro? He's taking way more than just boom, 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 boom.
I
could have sworn someone I didn't give a fuck about was talking to me.
Wait, Rubio. So what you're saying is they're both going to realize their mom's named Martha and just quit?
Look, I'm telling you,
my mom's name is Martha.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, that damn reptile is whooping that ass, bro. I'm telling you right now.
I'll pay to watch that.
I'm definitely watching that. Godzilla is one of my favorite.
Kaijus, yeah.
Monster, yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Kaiju.
He's one of my favorite Kaijus. I've watched the old Japanese Godzilla show.
Yeah.
I was like six, so you know, I love Godzilla. So I mean,
you're watching on March 26th. You're watching.
Yes. What is it going to be on?
HBO Max. It's streaming HBO Max and going to theaters on the same day.
Yes. Are they gonna have the other movies before on HBO Max?
I believe King of the Monsters is on HBO Max.
I was just about to say.
And
what about Godzilla? Like the first one?
The first one? That's the only one I have not seen.
I need to watch all of them.
Yeah. The one before King of Monsters is the one I have not seen.
Yeah.
Because I watched King of Monsters with Raul.
Yeah. I'm saying that might be a good way to go in before that review is to review the other two.
Yeah. So it's available on freaking Hulu? What?
Disney?
Through what? No. Come on, man. Why are you
Disney?
No, not Disney. That's not a Disney property.
That's why I was like, wait, what?
All right, Michelle, are you going to watch Godzilla vs. Kong?
Yeah, I will. Just so that I can see Godzilla beat Kong's butt. And yeah. Mr. Cohen.
Yo, hold on, bro. Yo, Eric. Are you dead?
It's not that good.
It's just like not interesting.
Eric, are you not interested in Godzilla vs. Kong?
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
Why are you here?
At least he's honest.
Yeah,
he's honest.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm just waiting on John Cena versus The Rock Part 10.
With my feet.
My dad. Oh my god.
You mean that the one where it's Goldberg versus The Undertaker?
Oh my god.
I don't know if anybody disagrees with me, but I do not like The Rock movies. I don't like him as an actor.
I like The Rundown though. Like one of those like original first ones. The Rundown. And the other guys, he was good in that for the 10 minutes he was in it.
It's because I just feel like he has the same. Sorry.
No, I was just going to give you an update that so Kong Skull Island is on HBO Max. Godzilla King of the Monsters is on HBO Max, but Godzilla 2014 is not. You can watch it with live TV on TNT, but it's not available to stream anywhere. You would have to rent it.
I think I have the DVD somewhere, actually. I just haven't watched it.
But David Rubio says you don't have to watch Godzilla 2014. It's not that good.
Okay.
I would just watch it anyway, just for the sake of just watching Godzilla, to be honest.
Yeah.
It can't be any worse than that 1990s Godzilla. Where the fuck that was. And I watched that one.
Sorry, Michelle. What were you going to say before I go into why I think that, what's it called? Why I think Godzilla 2002 is a lot superior, or 2004, I think. I can't remember, but.
It was about The Rock. It had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm trying to get my date here, right? What's it called?
Yeah, let me see which movies I've watched, because I know I've seen most of them, just not the one before King of Monsters.
Does that mean my name is Queen Lee?
What do you mean?
Watashiwa
Queen Weeb. Yeah. Watashiwa Queen Weeb this.
Hold on. God damn it. Which was this one?
You just noticed.
Yeah. I just noticed. Slow, I guess.
Yeah. It's all good, man. I'm trying to find. Now, the 1998 one you're talking about?
I'm talking about the 1998 one.
Bruh, that movie is not good, bro.
Yeah, we know.
Man. Oh, my God. Those are no. But I'm trying to think. Was it 2002? I think you know what you're not talking about. It's like the poster has like his eye, and like the logo has like green like outline in it.
Here's my question on the 1998 Godzilla. Why the fuck did they use the backup star for Jurassic Park? Like, why'd they bring in like the mutated T-Rex?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, is that one where there's a bunch of baby Godzillas and...
You know, honestly, Michelle, I can't remember the fucking movie because I haven't watched it since
1998. Oh, man.
I think this is the one I've watched like several times thinking it's the movie from 2014.
Yo, who is y'all's favorite Godzilla antagonist?
Ghidorah.
Yeah, Ghidorah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And Ghidorah.
I mean, yep. I put Mothra as a close second.
Yeah, Mothra. Yeah,
it's just fun to say Mothra.
Like, I love Ghidorah because, like, bro, it's a freaking three-headed dragon, dude.
The three-headed dragon. Like,
that's just. I mean, Mechagodzilla is kind of cool too, but it's. Just, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my
what did you think? Wait, no. What do you think about Mechagodzilla, Raul?
Every time I think about Mechagodzilla, I think about that freaking gif of Godzilla just going like, it makes me laugh.
Oh no, why is Space Jam 2 coming out? Sorry, it's because it was right next to Godzilla vs. Kong.
Because LeBron James wants to get paid.
The 1998 is officially not Godzilla. It's what's it called? It canonically just called Zilla now. They hated it so bad. They're like, this isn't canon.
Damn.
I mean, I don't like it.
Oh my God.
Yo, Mothra is actually a piece of shit. You know how many times he came, like, Mothra came back just because he wanted revenge on Godzilla? Like, he was actually the most persistent fucking monster, like, that Godzilla has ever fought.
I mean, y'all need to meet moths in Arizona because they are that big. They're legitimately that big.
Really?
They're fucking huge.
Guess where I'm not going.
Have you seen the Netflix Godzilla anime?
No.
There's a Godzilla anime?
Yeah.
No. Is that Shin Godzilla?
No.
No. Shin Godzilla, the 2016 film.
No, it's an anime. I think it's an anime because I remember seeing it on Netflix.
So I'm looking at GIFs of Mechagodzilla, and it's just amazing. You got one where his head's spinning.
Yeah, now I remember. Okay, I'm not thinking about the 2000 something film. Okay, I'm think the one that I'm thinking about is Godzilla 1998, and that one. Yeah. Oh man, what's it called? Yeah, the Brodick one is not a part of the universe or timeline anymore. the Broderick one. Yeah. What's it called? But yeah, I'm really excited. I really want to see this movie. I want to see them two giants go at it together and go fight against each other. They end up becoming a team. All right. But I need to see a part in that movie where them freaking monsters are just like, fuck you.
That is not Godzilla.
I just think it's 1998? Bro.
That looks like a fucking xenomorph.
It's like a mutated T-Rex. Like, it don't even look like Godzilla. So yeah. I don't know what they were smoking in 98, but apparently it wasn't good. So yeah, that's why I don't remember anything from that.
What the hell? I didn't even watch that, and I don't even want to. Like,
not to mention, I was 12 at the time. So yeah, I don't remember fucking anything.
A fucking damn thing, right? All right, dude. I hope we see Mecha King Ghidorah in this new. I hope we see Ghidorah. Some Mecha
King. Ghidorah. Yeah, I can already tell you, Universal is not going to allow King Kong to be killed. They're just not.
No,
they're not going to lose.
And they're
that
not going to allow Godzilla to be killed either.
No. There's so no way. What you're going to have is you're going to have a good fight, probably in the middle or the beginning, and then you're going to have them team up to fight whatever the else fuck thing. Like,
right.
So. Maybe not even Ghidorah, because they're not going to kill Ghidorah either. They're probably not going to kill Mothra. You might have them fight them, but they'll run off, and they might kill the lesser one.
Well, so
like a Mechagodzilla. You can kill a Mechagodzilla.
Okay, never mind. Keon hasn't watched King of the Monsters. Neither has Brad. I was going to kind of talk about King of the Monsters, but you know, I'll go ahead and save that. But yeah, I'm excited. March 26th, we'll be able to watch that. We'll be able to review it. And I'm excited, dude. Look, as much crap as King of the Monsters got, I thought it was fine. I actually liked it. I was like, it's not that bad, but it's like, I liked it.
Here, I'm coming back. I'm going back to my Wonder Woman 84 sure review. I am going to say, you have to remember, this is a Godzilla movie. Like, you can't, like, expect, like, fucking Shakespeare in this shit. It's Godzilla movie.
Exactly.
I want the monsters to beat each other up. You do that, I'm good. Like, fuck dialogue. It's like Wonder Woman 84. It's like, yeah, I get it. It's really bad, but guess what? It's a comic book movie.
Right.
I'm not gonna expect much from this. Look, man, I'm just saying, on March 26th, when I turn on my TV and I boot up HBO Max and I watch this movie, I want to see that damn reptile kick some ass.
Oh yeah.
That's all I 100%. Want. Yeah,
it's got to do the whole laser fucking mouth radioactive thing.
Oh, you know he will. If he doesn't,
You know, and Japan's just got to get tired of this shit like happening all the fucking time.
Yeah, it's like, you know
how why are our insurance rates so high?
Yeah, fucking Godzilla just keeps fucking shit.
You know, it's crazy like to think about like. Why or the origins of Godzilla, I guess.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I happened to look it up like some years ago I found out.
Because of the anxieties about nuclear warfare.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And it just, damn.
And from that anxiety, it created one of the most well known monsters and one of the biggest film franchises ever.
Yeah.
And that's why. That's how you capitalize off of fear. Yeah, that's how you capitalize off of fear.
Whoa! We sound like the GOP up in here.
Yeah,
slow your roll, bro.
All right, man. It's been a lot of fun. So from the bottom to the top, let's go ahead and get some plugs in here.
Michelle, you go first.
Okay.
I was waiting for one of you guys to go first.
I'm on the top.
You can find me on Twitter as Queen Weeb.
You're married, Brad.
And we ease on Weeb. And
you got that cake, Keon.
Cut a slice. Sorry.
We don't have the cards.
I know. On Instagram at _Michelle with 2 E's, Ochoa with 2 A's. And please follow one of these beautiful people before you try following me. If not, I will not accept you.
She don't want your sugar daddy nonsense.
No.
But I do want my sugar person. So, Rachel, if you're listening, I would like to redirect you to either the Criterion Collection of Bong Joon-ho's Memories of Murder, or if you're feeling a little bit extra, you know, feeling a little extra, you know, World of Wonka Y box set. You know, that's
we all throw an extra up in here.
I want World of One Card White Box set. Keon, let them know where they can find you.
You can find me at twitter.com/MrChillin. And you can also find me at twitch.tv.
Twitch.tv/MrChillin.
I got you, bro. I got you. I knew what you were going for.
Eric can be found at Eric Manu on Twitter. He left. I don't know why.
Eric can be found in his fucking hotel room because he can't.
Day one
of quarantine. And I hope he just gets better. I'll say that. You find me at Random Germ 101 everywhere.
And as always, I'm the Nerd Chicano on both Instagram and Twitter. RaulMendoza.com for your photograph and video editing needs. Remember, man. Remember, y'all. 2021 is all about change. It's all about bringing in the new, going out with the old, making sure that the life that you are living in this year is the one that's right for you, and especially when it comes to your content. RaulMendoza.com/contact. I've added a nice little date picker right there. You can tell me when the thing is due. I can color it for you. I can do everything. I can do anything that you need me to do. Coloring, editing, photograph editing, and photographic editing. It doesn't matter. Because remember, guys, content can be good, but it can be better.
Please hire him. He's desperate.
Yeah, so he can stop making this ad.
When you started saying 2021 is about change, I was like,
mm-hmm. And yeah, what's it called? Change, as always,
change, my drinks are staying in 2020.
Every Friday, you can catch me raging with Kingdom Hearts. But as always, good night. Alex. Thank you so much for coming by. And as always, you all stay safe, stay clean. Make sure you're doing everything you can to stay safe. And if you're out there and you're what's it called, it's been tough, or you're dealing with the virus, or you're dealing with other stuff, remember that we love you and that we hope you're doing all right and that we care about you here on the Nerdcore. And as always, Bradley, set him out.
All right, Ro. The main host, as always. Thank you to my wonderful co-host, Michelle, Chillzone. Love you both. Thank you to Eric for dropping by and then leaving.
We thank you for leaving.
Thank you to all those who joined us in chat today. We appreciate that. A lot of good chatter in there. So thank you, guys. Thank you to all of those who listen to us and all of those who are our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And I guess to end this episode, we'll just go with, I don't know. What the fuck? Godzilla, King of the Monsters? Gonna fuck shit up. Young Yoda out.
Brad, Brad, Reid Burke, Reid Burke.
Jeff loves sucking people, and then
Reid Burke.
Reid Burke.
Reid Burke. He's streaming.
Oh shit. Okay, everybody's what is it? Burke made.
Mm-hmm. This is just a fun Easter egg after the show ends. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Slash Ray.
To our
Ray slash Berkman.
I don't know, man. I'm trying.
Slash Ray Berkman. Yeah,
there you go. There you go. Okay.
All right.
We only got two viewers, but hey.
Whatever.
It's all good.